Welcome back to the clubhouse here in the McAdoo Studios. Hour number two, Danny Noakes, Chris Coleman, and Will Stewart of Tech Sideline. Again, follow both Chris and Will on Twitter. First, Will at Will Stewart TSL, and then Chris at Chris Coleman TSL. And if you want, throw me a follow as well. I'm at Danny Noakes. But I did want to get to some questions here as we get this second segment rolling. And our buddy Mark asked, will Chris Durkin make an impact at tight end this season? And it's a good question because Durkin is a kid that runs hard, and they didn't even when he went in for in garbage time last season, they didn't let him throw the ball. It's not a throwing situation anyway, but you see how hard the kid runs, how hard he works, and I think he can absolutely be an asset to go along with Bucky Hodges.
Yeah, you know, he's a brutally physical football player when the ball is in his hands.
He's tough.
Yeah, you can go back and watch his high school film, and he's just launching himself at defenders and just running over guys. I'm inclined to think he will contribute this year. You know, when you look at Bucky Hodges, he's not really a true tight end. And your other options are Chris Cunningham, who's kind of an H-back type and only a redshirt freshman, and Xavier Burke, who's only a redshirt freshman. So I'm inclined to think he's going to contribute. I asked him on Tuesday, I said, did you have to get used to catching the football? And he said no, because a lot of his pregame ritual, there when he was a quarterback in high school, he actually go out and run routes to warm up. For whatever reason. So he's used to catching the football, so I think he's got good enough hands.
So what size is he?
He's listed at 6'4", 242.
All right, so that's decent size.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Now, refresh my memory here. Didn't we watch him in a scrimmage last fall where he got to play a lot in the scrimmage, and didn't he get hurt and he was gimpy?
Maybe.
And then he would run, and you couldn't tell he was hurt. Mm-hmm. Then he'd get it and hobble back to the huddle, you know, or that may have even been in a game, actually, that I'm remembering. So I think he's tough, and you know, I agree with Chris, his high school highlight film. I'm not sure that's a guy you want playing quarterback.
Right.
You know, he wants to run. He wants contact. He wants to run people over. You know, almost like a Jim Druckenmiller type from back in the day.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But and that's that. Those are, first of all, a guy that works hard and that plays as hard as Chris Durkin does is always good to have on your team. But even watching him last year, though, I remember thinking they could use him somewhere else.
Yeah.
Exactly, because you know there was no way he was going to outplay Michael Brewer, Motley, or even Lawson, who they were letting throw the ball even in garbage time. You'd have wondered, even going to last season, would they move Durkin over to a tight end? And it sounds like he's going to be a pretty decent target for whoever is throwing the ball.
Yeah, you know, the fact of the matter is if you're big and you're aggressive and you're physical, you can find a spot for yourself, even if it's only as a special teams player. You can contribute somewhere if you have the right mentality, and he's got the right mentality, I think.
Yeah. Now,
have you ever met Durkin's dad?
I have not. I've heard stories.
Oh, goodness.
I've heard stories.
He looks like a bodybuilder. I met him at a tailgate, and people say, hey, this is, I don't remember his first name, this is so-and-so Durkin, he's Chris's dad. And there was that dead air pause where I'm thinking, you're joking, right?
Yeah.
And he's a specimen.
He makes Chris Durkin look like a child.
Wow. Yeah. And like we said, Durkin's a pretty big dude, too.
Yeah.
His dad played minor league baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
His dad's he's a specimen.
Yeah. Hey, maybe they need to get him to shoot up.
Maybe
right?
So.
Probably well, some eligibility.
Yeah, the other, speaking of eligibility, perfect segue here, the interesting thing that I stumbled upon today was that Devin Wilson is trying out for the football team this spring, and I guess they won't find out if he makes the team until the end of spring practice, but that was interesting to find out because watching Devin Wilson play basketball and thinking about what he could do on a football field. I haven't watched his high school film. I know he was a two-sport star in high school, but I wonder how he can contribute to this Virginia Tech football team.
Well, I don't know that it'll take a whole lot to contribute as a wide receiver at this point. You know, we definitely need depth there.
Mm-hmm. Looking for guys with a pulse.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So, you know, he's a few practices behind everybody else, but the thing is, unlike those freshmen who were coming in, he's competed at the highest level before. Even though it's not in football, but he's played ACC basketball for 3 years now. He knows what it's like to compete. He knows how to play hard, and that's something that a lot of freshmen, they don't understand. So it wouldn't shock me to see him to get a chance at it. We won't know because he won't be allowed to put on full pads until his fourth practice. So he's basically only going to be in full pads for about half the spring.
Right.
Whether he gets an invite back to fall camp, I don't know. We'll see. I think when you look at his basketball situation, he played 21 minutes a game this past season, but that was with Ahmed Hill out the whole season. That was with Chris Clark out for most of ACC play. You're going to get those two guys back this year, we hope.
Right.
And then, you know, there's an outside chance you get Ty Outlaw back. I don't think he's set up to play a lot of minutes in basketball next year.
We thought it last year.
We thought it when Ahmed Hill was healthy, though.
Yeah.
And we didn't know Chris Clark was going to be
there. And we didn't know Ty Outlaw wasn't going to play.
Exactly. We assumed all those guys were going to be there. I thought he'd get about 10 minutes a game this year because I thought all those guys would be there. And, I think it might be that or less. He was the defensive specialist on the perimeter. Well, Ahmed Hill's going to be that guy now.
Right.
So I think... I think this could be beneficial to him and to Virginia Tech. You know, if it works out for him, he can play football for 2 years. You know, because he's never redshirted. He could count one of the past years as a redshirt year and play football this year and next year.
Right.
Whereas, you know, maybe he only might be getting 5 or 10 minutes a game on the basketball team for just one more year. So I think it has the potential to benefit both parties if it works out. If he turns out to be able to play. But like I said, he understands the competing part and how to play hard and everything like that because, you know, let's face it, he's played for Buzz Williams for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that I'll say about Devin Wilson as a basketball player is that I really enjoyed watching him, although it he didn't really play a whole lot in the last 2 years. He came in as a freshman for James Johnson and started all those games and basically thrown into the fire, into ACC play, and he did not waver at all. He looked very immature at times. You'd expect that from a true freshman, but he was fearless, and he didn't shy away from anything. And I think that mentality would transfer very well to a football field, and combine that with how good he was in high school. Maybe a little bit rusty, right? But
sure.
Once you get back into it, he's still been in the college strength and conditioning program for the last 3 years, so it's not like he's going to be out of shape or anything like that.
He broke a bunch of records. It was like 230 catches for 2,700 yards in his high school career.
Was he more highly recruited as a football player than a basketball player?
Rivals listed him with an NC State offer for football.
Football.
And he didn't have any Power 5 conference offers for basketball except for Virginia Tech.
Wow.
So I would say he was a little bit higher rated.
What I remember about his freshman year playing basketball was by the end of that year, the offense was to just pass around the perimeter for 25 or 30 seconds and then let Devin drive to the hole.
Yeah.
And so he took a beating, and he did start to look a little fatigued towards the end of the year, but he kept going at it, you know. And you're right. He's probably a little rusty, but he's competing this spring against guys who have just come out of high school, who have played the sport more recently, but they haven't been in a college program. They haven't competed at the college level in anything. So from that standpoint, I guess he's – pretty much on even ground with those guys.
His brother played at UNC also.
Wow.
The defensive end down there, Christian Wilson. So, that, you know, there's plenty of football blood in his family.
Well, you wonder where his passion, I guess, is, right? If he only had one Power 5 offer for football and it was at NC State, why exactly did he decide to come and play basketball for Virginia Tech? Did he like basketball more? Did he like football more? And now that he's switching again, has that passion changed? And I guess, does it matter?
I don't know. It's probably just an experiment, right?
Right.
I think probably maybe the football staff was looking at it and saying, man, is there anybody in this school in any other sport who could help us? Or maybe he figured out that they needed depth at wide receiver, and he volunteered to do it himself. I think it's an experiment right now. I think all sides are just experimenting, just feeling each other out, and it could possibly go somewhere, and it might not. I remember when Mabindo Dongo was a tight end for one day?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah, he was a tight end for one day. Right?
Did you just say who?
Out.
Are you that young?
Yeah. I have no idea.
He was a 6'9", 260-pound center.
Ricky Stokes basketball player.
Yeah, uh-huh.
No way.
In the early 2000s.
How about that?
Yeah, and he went out for tight end, and I think he lasted one day, and it was like, I don't want to do this.
Well, he had a tight end body. He had like a Jimmy Graham kind of body.
Yeah.
But, you know, Devin, yeah, he's increasing his options. Let's say the spring goes well in football. He might sit down with Buzz, and, you know, basketball coaches are always recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're always, if I got some attrition, if a guy decides to transfer, I've got another guy on the hook. You just never know. So if football goes well for Devin, maybe he has a conversation with Buzz later on this spring, and, you know, maybe one thing leads to another, and he's a football player next year instead of a basketball player, and Buzz gives a scholarship to somebody else.
Well, and then now the other thing you have to factor in, if that does end up happening, is does it cost Virginia Tech a football scholarship?
It would, yeah.
Right.
Well, it would, but, you know, no team ever has exactly 85 scholarship players.
Yeah.
None, because there's always attrition after the spring. that you can't see coming. Mm-hmm. So generally a team will have 80, 82 players on scholarship during the season. So there's always room to give a walk-on or two a scholarship, or if there's a Devin Wilson situation. So it's not going to cost them anything long-term, I don't think.
And I think the NCAA rule is if you're playing football and something else, your scholarship counts against football.
Okay.
Because this isn't why the NCAA doesn't make their rules because of Bill mm-hmm. Dooley, but back in the Bill Dooley days, he had a ton of a bunch of football players running track on a track college scholarship, right. You know,
We had about 120 football players on the team back then on yeah. scholarship.
Back when they had 95 right. scholarships for football, we had 120 players on the team. So, you know, they were
crazy.
Playing other sports and counting against those
yeah.
other sports.
it's the way it works these days. Well, we'll step aside, take a break. When we come back, we'll go to the defensive side of the ball. So keep it locked to Super Sports 101.7.